Hello and welcome to Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. I'm Michael Westbay, your host. Today we're at Skymark Stadium in Kobe, formerly known as Green Stadium Kobe, for the Oryx Buffaloes hosting the Chibolote Marines. The Chibolote Marines, after finishing up interleague play last week, have gone 0-3 since then, dropping, well, still in first place, but only 0.01 percentage points ahead of the second place SoftBank Hawks, who have won 4 in a row since interleague play ended last weekend. The Oryx Buffaloes are still 17.5 games back of the Chibolote Marines, but only a half game behind the Cebu Lions, who are 16.5 back. Rounding out the Pacific League, the Nipponham Fighters are in fifth place, 18.5 back, and Docton Golden Eagles are 31 games back. For the Oryx Buffaloes, pitching today is J.P. Jeremy Powell. It looks like Ronald McDonald is on the mound right now. And Ronald McDonald makes the windup, and his first pitch to leadoff batter Nishioka is swung on and missed for strike one. McDonald's out there sponsoring today's first pitch. It was a fairly good pitch by Ronald. Okay, so we're just about ready to get started. JP throws a couple more pitches. Jeremy Powell is registered as JP, has a big JP on the back of his uniform. Oryx has done this quite a bit. Who was it? There was DJ Doug. Doug who? My memory is failing me right now. But they've used a number of abbreviations for foreign players over the years. And this is something that Ogi Kantoku, who's with them this year, has really enjoyed doing. Ogi Kantoku, of course, the manager who was responsible for bringing Ichiro up, giving him his big chance, putting Ichiro on the back of his uniform so that he stands out a little more. And it looks like we're now ready to get underway here in Kobe. Nishioka, left-handed batter, will be leading it off for the Chibolote Marines. JP gets set. The windup, and the first pitch of the game is up high for ball one. Nishioka is batting 306 on the year. Next pitch catches the inside corner for a called strike one. JP, a right-handed pitcher. Nishioka, as I mentioned, left-handed batter. The third offering, oh, right over there for a called strike two. And JP goes into the windup again, and the fourth pitch misses outside and low. That evens the count at 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch. Inside in the dirts, but swung on and missed. The ball is not handled by the catcher well, but he does block it and keep it in front of him. Nishioka runs up the first base line. But the catcher is able to get the ball, throw on to first for out number one. K23 for the first out. That'll bring up Hori, right-handed batter. Hori is batting 341, 20 RBIs and one home run. They display this odd. The first pitch to him catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Next pitch right over there for a called strike two. Two quick strikes on Hori. Hori's at the beginning of the season didn't really look much better than the other team, Ducked In, that they divided into. Next pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right-hand side. But Hori has really been coming around of late. So the merger does look to have improved the team a little bit. Next pitch misses way outside for ball one. The windup and the pitch swung on and bounced just in front of the plate, over the pitcher, and the shortstop fields the ball just left of second base, throws on to first for out number one. Or out number two, rather. That'll bring up number three batter, Fukuda. The first pitch catches the outside corner for a called strike one. JP throwing strikes. Fukuda currently in second place in batting rankings. Next pitch misses outside, ball one. The 1-1 offering swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. Fukuda's batting average, 346 on the year. Next pitch swung on and hit to the left side. Shortstop runs in, fields the ball, throws on to first for out number three. So, the Chibolote Marines go down in order in the top of the first. After half an inning, there's no score. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in beautiful Kobe. I'm Michael Westbury, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. For the Chibolote Marines on the mound, Kubo gets the nod. Kubo has appeared in 8 games, has a 6-1 record with a 1.66 ERA. He'll be facing Murata, Hirano, and Tani, the first three batters in the Oryx lineup. Muramatsu was 1-for-5 in yesterday's game, and he takes the first pitch from Kubo, low and away for ball one. Left-handed batter versus right-handed pitcher. Next pitch, swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder coming over. It's the right fielder who makes the call. And it's the right fielder who makes the catch in right center field. One away. That'll bring up Hirano. Left-handed batter. And the first pitch called strike one. Very good pitch. Just a slightly inside from center, but pretty much down the middle. Hirano's batting 318. Next pitch misses just outside. Ball one. And the third offering swung on and fouled off to the left side, going over to the left side dugout, third base dugout. Hirano just got a little piece of that ball. Two strikes, one ball the count. We have one out here in the bottom of the first inning. No score. Next pitch misses way outside. Ball two. That evens the count at 2-2. And the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled off to the left side. Left fielder comes over, but that ball goes out of play. Kubo is pitching from the stretch, and the next pitch is swung on and hit to center field. Benny moves right just a couple of steps and makes the catch. Had him played well. 2 flyouts. That'll bring up Tani. Tani's batting 236 with 4 home runs, 23 RBIs on the season. The first pitch to the right-handed batter is a called strike one on the inside part of the plate. Nice shoot. Ball coming in on the right-handed batter. Next pitch misses outside for ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Next offering swung on and just fouled off. Back to the backstop. Tani just got a little piece of the pitch outside. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count to Tani. And the next pitch is swung on and grounded right back to Kubo, who fields the ball on a hop, throws to first, and the side is retired in order. So we've had six batters this game and six outs. At the end of one complete, we have no score. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. It is hot today throughout Japan. Lots of people wearing hats and towels on their heads, trying to keep cool. Here in the top of the second inning, we'll be seeing Benny, Franco, and Satozaki. We have a scoreless tie after one complete. And the first pitch to Benny just misses inside for ball one. JP, Jeremy Powell, on the mound for Oryx. He goes into the windup, and his second pitch is swung on and fouled off to the right side. First baseman gives chase, but that ball goes out of play. Benny is currently ranked second in RBIs with 61. The next offering just misses outside for ball two. One strike, two balls. Now the count to Benny, leading off the second inning. Next pitch is swung on and grounded to the right side, but right to the second baseman, who throws over to first for out number one. Lotte has been struggling to score runs lately. Franco comes up next, batting 342 on the season. Franco is Lotte's designated hitter this afternoon. And he takes first pitch for a called strike one. JP into the windup, and the second pitch is stroked to right center. Ball bounces in as the right fielder comes over to make the play, or to field the ball. And that's the first base hit of the game. That'll bring up number six batter, Satozaki. Satozaki looks up to the third base coach for a sign. Batting 291 on the season, Satozaki stands in. JP comes set, now that there's a runner on, and throws over to first. Franco was back standing up, as he wasn't even two steps off the bag. JP comes set. And the first pitch to Satozaki is swung on and missed. Strike one. JP comes set again. And the next offering misses up high. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Powell has a 3.41 ERA on the season in 14 appearances. He's 6-6 on the year. The next offering misses way up high. Ball two. Almost in Satozaki's face. But not quite that inside. JP looks for his sign. Has it. Comes set. And throws over to first. Franco is back, standing up. There's a pretty good crowd here in Kobe today. The left side of the stadium has a few kind of empty spots, but for the most part, it's pretty full. The next pitch is a low line drive to the third baseman, and it looks like the third baseman caught it without it hitting the ground. Just over the ground. Franco got back to first in time. No throw. So it's a line drive out to third for Satozaki. And that's the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Lee, batting 293 on the season. Lee has 16 home runs and 14 doubles on the season. A 633 slugging percentage to go along with his 293 batting average. The first pitch, or second pitch, is swung on and fouled back. While I was looking at that, I missed strike one. Sorry about that. Or I guess I missed ball one, not strike one. The count is 1-1 to Lee. His 16 home runs on the season is tied for fifth place in the Pacific League. SoftBank's Matsunaga. One more time. SoftBank's Matsunaga is on top. The next pitch was also fouled off for strike two. So the count is two strikes, one ball to Lee. And we have another throw over first. Runner at first base, two out here in the top of the second inning. Chivalote Marines batting. Next pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the left side. I do have some bad news. I'm not going to be here for the All-Star Games. Next pitch swung on and missed. Ball bounces before reaching the catcher. A one-bounder to the catcher. Lee takes off for first, but the throw over to first is in time. So another K2-3. And the side is retired. So, after 1.5 innings, we have no score. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in beautiful Kobe. Kobe, Nara, that whole area is really beautiful. Lots of large parks, lots of history as well. In the bottom of the second inning, the Oryx Buffaloes will be sending up Garcia, Kitagawa, and Mizuguchi. Garcia is batting 300 on the season with 3 home runs. And the first pitch by Kubo is swung on and hit down the left field line, but foul. Wow, I didn't think that would go nearly as far as it did. But it looks like it would have cleared the fence had it stayed fair. Kubo pitching from the stretch. Next offering, high and tight, ball one. Garcia, left-handed batter. The next offering misses inside, ball two. During the time for the All-Star game, I'm afraid that I'm going to be away. So I'm kind of hoping that somebody will volunteer to do some broadcasts. Next pitch swung on and missed, strike two. I have had one volunteer, but he's kind of busy. He'd like to do something like this eventually. The next offering swung on and grounded up the middle and threw into center field for a base hit. That's the first hit for Oryx this game. A leadoff single by Garcia here in the bottom of the second inning. Oryx are going to hope to get that this gets something going. Kitagawa coming up next. Kitagawa batting .257, 13 home runs and 46 RBIs on the season. The first offering misses low and away for ball one. Kubo set, and the next offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. That evens the count at 1-1. Next pitch, fouled away and out of play. Two strikes, one ball now the count. Kitagawa calls time and steps out of the batter's box. Two strikes, one ball, the count. Kubo on the mound for Lotte. Runner at first base. Next pitch, swung on and fouled off and out of play. During the All-Star period, I'll be joining my dad floating down the river. The Missouri River. Following the Lewis and Clark expedition. The next pitch is grounded to third base. Throw to second is in time. The relay to first gets him. 5-4-3, double play. So after a leadoff base hit, he's erased on the double play from the bat of Kitagawa. And that'll bring up number six batter, Mizuguchi. Mizuguchi is batting .305 on the season, no home runs and 8 RBIs. He takes first pitch outside for ball one. The next offering misses outside, ball two. JP has been doing a very good job at throwing strikes on the first pitch. Kubo is throwing balls on the first pitch. The next offering, over the outside part of the plate, taken for a called strike one. Mizuguchi looked like he wanted to swing at it. The next offering swung on and hit right back to Kubo, who makes the catch as he's trying to get out of the way of the ball. So a line drive right back to Kubo retires the side. So even though there was a leadoff base hit, it's 3-up, 3-down for Odix in the bottom of the second inning. And after two complete, we have no score. Keep going. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We've got a 0-0 tie after two complete. The outfield stands are all pretty full. On the right side, it's completely white for the home team Oryx Buffaloes, and on the left side, it's completely black for the Chibolote Marines. JP is ready, and his first pitch to Sabato this inning misses outside for ball one. This inning, we'll see Sabato, Imae, and back to the top of the order in Nishioka, bat for Lotte. Next pitch is swung on and hit to the right side. Right fielder comes in to the line and right on the line. Garcia makes the catch for out number one. It was a long run for Garcia there in right, coming in into the line. Nonetheless, next up is third baseman Imae. First offering to Imae misses low and away for ball one. So right after, I say that JP's been throwing strikes on the first pitch. He throws balls on the first pitch to the first two batters this inning. Next pitch misses low and away, ball two. Third offering, called strike one, in at the knees. And the next offering, swung on and fouled off to the left side, past the third base dugout. Imae, a young player in the Marines lineup every day. Next pitch misses just outside for ball three. That's the first full count we've had this game. Very unusual, as those of you who listen every week know, as it seems that many pitchers seem to live off of full count pitches. The Shobu pitch. Imae throws his bat at the ball. The ball rolls up the first base line. The first baseman comes over to play the ball, but the ball hits the first base bag and bounces past him into shallow right field. So it's a fair ball, and Imae gets a single. Imae wouldn't have gotten the ball if he hadn't thrown his bat out there. The bat went partway up to the pitcher. He looks kind of embarrassed on first base to have such a odd hit. Nonetheless, a hit is a hit. And next up is number one batter, Nishioka. He takes first pitch outside for ball one. That's third batter in a row JP has thrown a ball right off the bat to. Or I guess that's not off the bat, is it? Odd expression. The second offering. Must have missed just low. Looked like a pretty good pitch to me. Fork ball, it did drop low. The catcher caught it just centimeters above the ground. But I kind of thought that it came over the plate at the knees. Nonetheless, ball two. JP comes set with the runner at first base, and the next offering misses outside ball three. JP, who has been ahead of the batters through the first two innings, is now in the hole. No strikes, three balls to Nishioka. JP comes set. And the next pitch taken. It looked kind of high and inside, but the umpire gave it to him. Strike one. Definitely not one Nishioka wanted to swing at. So one strike, three balls to count. The pitchers often get the benefit of the doubt on no strikes, three balls. Next pitch misses high and away. Ball four. That's the first base on balls this game. And that puts runners at first and second with one out. Hori coming up to the plate. Hori's batting .339 on the season with one home run. He grounded out to short his first at bat. Imai on second base, Nishioka on first, one down, first pitch called, strike one on the outside corner. Hori stands in again, a right-handed batter. We're in the bottom of the third inning, game is scoreless. Next pitch misses low over the outside part of the plate. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. The next offering, grounded to shortstop, tosses over to second for one. The relay to first is in time. Inning ending, double play. So, Lotte gets two base runners on, but come up empty here in the third inning. After 2.5, we still have no score. We're still scoreless after 2.5 here at Skymark Stadium in Kobe. Ogi Kantoku has come out and had a short talk with the home plate umpire. The TV announcers think that it might be Ogi Kantoku complaining about the strike zone this previous half inning. Nonetheless, we'll be seeing the bottom of the order, the bottom third, Brombo, Abe Masahiro, and Matoyama here in the bottom of the third inning. Brombo stands in, batting .253 on the season with 11 home runs and 37 RBIs. First pitch by Kubo misses low and away for ball one. In other games, the Cebu Lions lead the Tohoku Rakuten Golden Eagles by a score of 4-1 after 1.5 innings. Next pitch is swung on and lifted to center field. Center fielder makes the call. And just in front of the right fielder who comes over, Benny makes the catch in shallow right center for out number one. Nippon Ham and SoftBank at Fukuoka Yahoo Dome are scoreless after two innings. Yokohama and Yakult have just gotten underway, and Yokohama has already scored one in the top of the first inning. Yakult batting in the bottom of the first. First pitch to Abe Masahiro misses outside for ball one. Abe batting 250 on the season. He squares and takes the next pitch up high and away for ball two. The next offering, good pitch, catches the inside part of the plate, called strike one to Abe. There's still no information on Chunichi at Hiroshima game, which was scheduled to start at 1:30. Next pitch misses low and away, ball three. One strike, three balls, the count to Abe. And the Giants and Hanshin play this evening at 6 o'clock at Koshien. Next pitch misses way outside for ball four. Abe becomes the first walk given up by Kubo this game. And the Buffaloes have a one-out base runner. Catcher Matoyama comes up next. The first offering, Matoyama squares and takes the ball on the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. Matoyama squared late as though faking a safety bunt. He's not showing bunt as he stands in. Kubo throws over to first where Abe dives back, dirtying the entire front of his uniform. My dad used to say, if your uniform isn't dirty, you didn't play. Another throw over to first, and Abe's back in head first. Adding more dirt to that uniform. I may not have gotten much dirt on my uniform at softball practice earlier today, but boy, was it full of sweat. It's hot today. Catcher stands up and there's a pitch out. Nothing going. That evens the count at 1-1. Matoyama was not showing bunt. Matoyama's been out for a few weeks. Throw over to first. And Abe's back on his belly. Kubo comes set. The 1-1 pitch swung on and hit to shallow center field. One bound, two bound. Benny comes up with the ball. And Matayama has himself a base hit to center. So we go back up to the top of the order in Muramatsu. Muramatsu flied out to right, his first at bat. Actually to right center, right fielder making the play. Batting 244 on the season, no home runs and 15 RBIs. Former Fukuoka Daiei Hawk. Went to Oryx as a free agent a couple years ago. And he takes the first pitch from Kubo as a called strike one. Outside part of the plate. You can contact me during the game by calling ProYaku Live via Skype. Next pitch is line drive to the first baseman. He has it. The first base runner dives back into first before the first baseman can get there. All runners are safe. A sharp line drive to the first baseman, who was playing well off the bag. Had there only been a runner at first base, it's doubtful that he'd have been able to get it. So it's just positioning there. That's the second line drive that was caught by the Lotte players. First one being a line drive back to the pitcher off of Mizuguchi's bat last inning. And, of course, there was that line drive earlier in the second inning to third baseman Mizuguchi, which was also a very nice catch. Nonetheless, Hida knows up to bat, and he takes first pitch low and away. Ball one. We have two outs, runners at first and second. Number two batter, Hida No, at the plate. Here in the bottom of the third inning. 0-0, scoreless tie. Next pitch is in the dirt, but swung on and missed for strike one. Good stop by catcher Satozaki there. On the forkball in the dirt. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike two. Another forkball. Satozaki catching this one just before it got into the dirt. Two strikes, one ball. Now the count. Kubo comes set. And the next pitch in the dirt, this time not swung on. This one bounced before it got to the plate instead of right behind the plate. Another forkball. Hirono not fooled this time. Two and two now the count to Hirano. Throw over to second. Abe diving back in there. Ahead of the throw. Questions and comments can also be sent to live at JapaneseBaseball.com during the game. I check my mail occasionally. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Strike three. Low and outside pitch. Got Hirano for the third out of the inning. So, The Oryx Buffaloes managed to get runners on first and second, but still come up empty here in the bottom of the third inning. After three complete, we still have no score. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium in beautiful Kobe. I'm Michael Westby, your host for Pro Yaki Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. We're going to the top of the fourth inning. Chiba Lotte Marines being hosted by the Oryx Buffaloes on a beautiful summer's day. Stands are slowly filling here at Skymark Stadium. The lower levels are pretty full. Upper deck still very sparse. Yet we have a really good crowd out here today. First up in the fourth inning is number three batter Fukuda. And he takes the first pitch low and in for ball one. JP into the windup, and the second offering, curveball comes in for a called strike one. One of those big lazy curveballs that kind of come sweeping down. The next offering just catches the outside corner for a called strike two. I wonder if Ogi Kantoku's little conversation with the home plate umpire had anything to do with that one. And the 2-1 pitch swung on and grounded to the right side. Second baseman up with it. Throws to first in time. One away. That'll bring up Benny. Franco to follow. Benny grounded out to second, his first at bat. The first offering swung on and lined to center field, or a pop-up to center field. Tani takes a few steps in, makes the catch. Out number two. Ball was hit just a little bit higher than a line drive. That'll bring up designated hitter Franco. The first offering just catches the outside corner, called strike one. Batting .344 with 13 home runs and 49 RBIs on the season, Franco singled to right for the first hit of the game and the second. Next pitch is taken outside for ball one, 1-1. The next offering misses outside, ball two. Odix Buffaloes have a small red patch on their left sleeve saying Kintetsu. Formerly the Kintetsu Buffaloes, merged last year with the Odix Blue Wave. Next pitch is fouled off to the left side. They're showing that this is the merged team, as Kintetsu still does sponsor this team in some financial way, despite having sold the team to Odix. Odix being part of the Oriental Finance Group. Next pitch misses outside, ball three. That brings the count full. Second full count by JP today. We've got two down. Nobody on here in the top of the fourth inning. Franco at the plate. The Shobu pitch misses low, ball four. That's the second base on balls given up by JP. And that'll bring up number six batting, Satozaki. Satozaki hit a low line drive to the left side, caught by the third baseman Mizuguchi. He really caught that just centimeters above the ground. Nice play by Mizuguchi. Satozaki swinging at the first pitch. This one going back. The left fielder climbs the wall. Haita! Home run! Two-run home run by Satozaki puts the Chibolote Marines up by a score of 2-0. That's Satozaki's first home run in a month. After two outs, JP walks Franco and Satozaki drives him in with a big two-run home run to left, right into the Chibolote fans. That'll bring up Korean home run king and Asian home run king, Lee. First pitch misses low and in for ball one. Next offering, I think it was a check swing that he fouled off. Yes, that's it. And the next pitch, the 1-1 pitch, is stroked to right field over the second baseman. One bound, two bound. And Lee has himself a base hit. So after two quick outs, it's a base on balls, a home run, and now a single. Chibolote making this inning count. Catcher Matoyama goes out to have a short talk with JP, as JP kind of does some groundskeeping on the mound. Next up, number 8, batting Sabado. Batting 275 on the year, 3 home runs and 19 RBIs. Flew out to foul territory and right his first at bat, and he takes first pitch up in the strike zone for a called strike one. JP has a sign, pitching from the stretch, comes set. And the next pitch, misses high, ball one. Matoyama up quick, ready to throw to first, but Lee back without a throw. JP comes set again. The 1-1 offering, swung on and grounded to the left side. Shortstop has it, throws over to second for the force, and the side is retired. So, the Chibolote Marines strike first with a base on balls, followed by a home run by Satozaki. And after 3.5, the Chibolote Marines now lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium. I'm Michael Westbay, your host for Pro Yaku Live here on JapaneseBaseball.com. The Oryx Buffaloes will be sending up numbers 3, 4, and 5 batters here in the bottom of the fourth inning, trailing this one now by a score of 2-0. Tani Garcia and Kitagawa will be the batters. Kubo on the mound for Lotte. A 1.66 ERA going into this game. That's enough to win this one, if he can keep that up. First pitch called strike one to Tunney on the outside corner. Kubo into the windup, and the next offering is swung on and hit to right field. Right fielder goes back, but in front of the warning track makes the catch. For out number one. Two pitches, one out. And that'll bring up Garcia. Garcia singled to center his first at bat. Batting 305 on the season, 3 home runs and 14 RBIs. Garcia is a left-handed batter. The first pitch swung on and missed. A big arcing swing there. Kubo pitching from the stretch, as he's done this whole game, runners on or not. The pitch is grounded to the first baseman. Fukuda has the ball, bobbles it, but picks it up, carries it on to first himself for the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Kitagawa. Kitagawa, in the second inning, grounded into a 5-4-3 double play. Killing any chance of a rally after Garcia had led the inning off with a base hit. And he's swinging at the first pitch, lining this ball to right field, but right fielder Sabato takes three steps over towards center, makes the catch for out number three. So, we had a total of five pitches this inning by Kubo, and three outs. Three up, three down here in the fourth. After four complete, the Chibolote Marines lead this one by a score of 2-0. We're going to the top of the fifth inning here at Skymark Stadium on Pro Yaku Live here at JapaneseBaseball.com. The Chibolote Marines lead this one after four complete by a score of 2-0, thanks to Satozaki's big two-run home run to left. We'll be starting the fifth with number 9 batting Imae, then back to the top of the order in Nishioka and Hori. Imaya's single, his first at bat in the third inning, has risen his average to 299. He's swinging at the first pitch, and he fouls it off and out of play to the right side. In other games, Doctin has scored two to come within one run of Cebu, trailing that one 3-4 after 2.5. Sabato swings at the next pitch, grounding the ball to the second baseman, throws to first for out number one. Nishioka comes up next. He's struck out and drawn a base on balls so far this game. He takes first pitch just in at the knees for a called strike one. I don't know, I thought it was a little below the knees, but called strike one nonetheless. Next pitch misses just outside. Ball one. That evens the count at 1-1. Nippon Ham scored one in the top of the fourth, but SoftBank matched that. Next pitch, Nishioka comes out trying to bunt, but misses the ball. Safety bunt. Going for the safety bunt. That's strike two. But SoftBank answered with another, with their second run in the bottom of the fourth. They're still batting. SoftBank leading Nipponham 2-1 at Yahoo Fukuoka Dome. Next pitch is in the dirt. Ball two. Nishioka taking it. The next offering misses way outside, and we've got yet another full count. JP's third full count of the afternoon. He's given up a single and walked the batter on full count before this. Next pitch fouled off to the left side. Yokohama continues to lead to Yakult after two complete by a score of 1-0. Kinjo hit a solo home run in the first in that game. Next pitch swung on a high bounder off the plate, fielded by the second baseman just in front of the second base bag. And the throw to first is in time to get Nishioka. Two way. That'll bring up Hori. Chunichi and Hiroshima have finally gotten started. Chunichi leads that one, 1-0 in the second inning. Chunichi still batting in the second. Hori swings and misses. Not sure what he was swinging at there. Ball way outside. One strike to Hori. Next pitch misses outside for ball one. Hori taking this one. Looks like JP might have wanted that call. It might be catcher's fault there, as the catcher had set up outside. Next pitch, low and away. No doubt about this one being a ball. The Giants and Hanshin play this evening. Next pitch, swung on and grounded to shortstop. The throw over to first is in plenty of time. And the Chibolote Marines go down, 3-3 here in the fifth inning. At the end of 4.5, the Chibolote Marines continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Welcome back to Skymark Stadium, formerly known as Green Stadium Kobe. A beautiful ground. Baseball-only ballpark. Lots of people in the stands with fans, towels over their head, trying to keep cool on this very warm day. We'll be seeing numbers 6, 7, and 8 batters, Mizuguchi, Brambo, and Abe, hitting for the Odix Buffaloes. Mizuguchi is batting 301 with no home runs and 8 RBIs on the season. He leads off, taking the first pitch on the outside part of the plate for a called strike one. Slider just came right in. Maybe even came right over the middle of the plate by the time it finished breaking. Outside in to the right-handed batter. Next pitch misses outside for ball one. And the 1-1 pitch misses inside, ball two. The next offering swung on and looped into center field. One bound, two bound, and the ball rolls on to Benny. Base hit. So for the second time this game, the Odix Buffaloes have their leadoff runner on. That'll bring up Brumbo. Brumbo's batting 252 on the season, 11 home runs. The first offering catches the outside corner for a called strike one. Wind's blowing from center field on in here at Skymark Stadium. Next pitch misses low just on the outside part of the plate. Brumbo checks his swing. That evens the count at 1-1. Kubo comes set. Next pitch misses way up high. Ball two. And the fourth pitch swung on and fouled off and out of play to the right side. That evens the count at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch swung on and fouled off to the right side. Out of play. Ogi Kantoku always standing right at the edge of the dugout steps. The next offering swung on and grounded to the left side and threw into left field for a base hit. So, the Odix Buffaloes get back-to-back base hits to start off the fifth inning, the bottom of the fifth inning. And that'll bring up Abe Masahiro. Abe drew a base on balls his first at bat. Kubo comes set. Abe is showing bunt. Maybuster. No, he lays down a bunt up the first baseline. Pitcher Kubo fields the ball, throws to first, and the sacrifice is successful. So that moves runners to second and third for Matoyama. Oryx need both of these runners to come across the plate to tie this one up. Matoyama's batting .231 on the season. He had a base hit to center his first at bat. The next pitch, or first pitch to Matoyama, misses low and away for ball one. We've got one out, runners at second and third. Number nine batter Matoyama at the plate for Oryx. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Oryx trailing this one by a score of 2-0. Next pitch, swung on and missed, strike one. Buffalo's looking for a big hit here. Hopefully to score two. Next pitch misses inside. Ball two. One strike, two balls. Now the count. The next offering catches the outside corner for a called strike two. That evens the count at 2-2. Kubo comes set. And the 2-2 delivery swung on and missed. Pitch in the dirt. Two away. Runners still at second and third. Two outs now. And Muramatsu coming to the plate. Top of the Oryx order. He's swinging at the first pitch, fouling this one off to the left side. Strike one. Muramatsu has flown out to right and hit a sharp line drive, but right to the first baseman. So far this game. The second pitch misses way up high, ball one. 1-1 now the count. We've got runners at second and third, two down now here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Lotte leading this one by a score of 2-0. And the next offering swung on and hit to center, going deep, but Benny calls for the ball. And it's the right fielder who comes in front of Benny in right center to make the catch. So the Oryx Buffaloes put runners at second and third with one out, but still come up empty. At the end of five complete, the Chibolote Marines continue to lead this one by a score of 2-0. Here in the fifth inning, we often have an extended period for them to clear the grounds or do some groundskeeping. So we'll be back after a bit.